This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, May 5th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. House Ag delays action on spending. Trade enforcement funds up in budget proposal, but mental health and EPA spending cut. Food index higher. House committee action delayed as leaders seek deals. This was supposed to be the week that the House Agriculture Committee considered its $230 billion net reduction in spending. But the committee action is being delayed as committee chair Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania rounds up votes for the committee's portion of the giant budget reconciliation Republicans are trying to put together. Thompson's challenge is that meeting the committee's lofty target requires either cutting SNAP benefits or requiring states to start paying a portion of the program's cost. By the way, during an appearance on Fox News Sunday, House Budget Chairman Jody Arrington of Texas challenged GOP colleagues to act on their concern about out-of-control federal spending. I think every Republican says that they share that concern. The question is, will we have the political courage to execute on that and right-size the political bureaucracy, he said. For more on this week's D.C. agenda, you can read our Washington Week Ahead. China hints at starting U.S. trade talks. A Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesperson says the door is open for trade talks with the U.S., the strongest indication so far that Beijing is willing to hold de-escalation discussions. The U.S. has recently sent messages to China through relevant parties hoping to start talks, the spokesperson told reporters, according to an informal translation. China's currently evaluating this, they added. But the spokesperson said that the U.S., if the U.S. is serious about wanting to negotiate, it should be prepared to cancel the unilateral tariffs. White House economic advisor Kevin Hassert told CNBC last week the first step in any talks would be revisiting the unmet purchase commitments under the Phase One deal. Under that agreement, China pledged to buy at least $80 billion in U.S. food and ag products. Take note, in an interview with NBC's Kirsten Welker on Sunday, President Trump dismissed a question on whether he would give tariff relief to small businesses. Trump argued, quote, they're not going to need it. Quote, they're going to make so much money. Skinny budget targets, EPA and Chesapeake Bay. The Environmental Protection Agency's budget would be cut by more than half in the Trump administration's request released on Friday from $9.1 to $4.2 billion. The Chesapeake Bay Foundation warns that about half the cuts, $2.46 billion, would cripple loan programs that help states upgrade water treatment infrastructures to reduce nitrogen and other pollutants harmful to the bay and its rivers and streams. Six states in the Bay watershed, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Delaware, and Virginia are the big ones, have been working with the federal government for decades to reduce nutrients and sediment from flowing into the nation's largest estuary. Another $1 billion in cuts would eliminate state grant programs, including those aimed at improving water quality and reducing polluted runoff to meet commitments under the state, federal, local Chesapeake Bay Agreement. The outlook, well, Trump's previous attempts at slashing EPA's budget were not as ambitious. His fiscal 2020 request, which Congress and the Biden administration rejected, sought about a 31% cut. Administrator Lee Zeldin has previously said he wants to reduce the budget by 65% as the administration tries to get states to pay for programs that have long been funded by grants and by loans. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Edge says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Trump budget would give more resources for countering unfair trade. The president's proposed fiscal year 2026 budget would allocate an additional $1.34 million to strengthen U.S. trade enforcement. Commerce Bureau of Industry and Security, which investigates unfair trade practices that harm national security, would get a $122 million boost under the proposals. These new funds would also address unfair and unbalanced trade through increased anti-dumping and countervailing duty investigations, the budget proposal reads. Why it matters? Well, agriculture could particularly benefit from a beefed-up anti-dumping and countervailing duty regime. Commerce tweaked countervailing duty rules at the end of last year to make it easier for the U.S. ag sector to bring cases against foreign subsidized companies. Groups urge Congress to continue funding for farmer mental health efforts. 30 agriculture groups are pressing congressional appropriators to reauthorize $10 million in funding for farmer mental health efforts. In a letter, the groups urge lawmakers to maintain the funding for the Farm and Stress Assistance Network, which supports regional centers that help provide telephone helplines and websites, training programs, and workshop support groups and outreach services. The letter noted that farmers and ranchers face higher stress and depression levels than people working in other occupations. Stress will only intensify amid rising production costs, falling commodity prices, and high interest rates, they wrote. The groups include the American Farm Bureau Federation, the National Rural Health Association, the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, and the National Association of Counties. FAO Food Price Index up 1%. A global measure of global food commodity prices rose 1% during April, driven by increases in meat, dairy, and grain prices. The UN Food and Agriculture Organization's Food Price Index is up 7.6% over a year ago. The meat price index rose 3.2% in April, led by higher prices for pork and continued strong prices for beef. The dairy price index increased 2.4%, aided by strong prices for butter. The index for grain was 1.2% higher in April, reflecting stronger prices for wheat and rice. Wheat prices were buoyed by tightening supplies in Russia, according to the FAO. Here's today's final word. The wheels are coming off the wagon. We can't get to the president's rocket ship economy. We can't usher in the golden age. In fact, we risk a sovereign debt crisis if we don't deal with the unsustainable deficits and national debt. That House Budget Committee Chairman Jody Arrington of Texas on Fox News Sunday. Well, that's Daybreak for Monday, May 5th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Dowling.